what is the McKinleyville Municipal Advisory Committee?
It's a fairly new committee that was formed at the recommendation of the 2002 community plan for McKinleyville, actually. We've been waiting 12 years for this. And it is advisory to the Board of Supervisors. Supposed to be about planning generally, but it's starting off narrowly focused on major subdivisions and amendments to the planning documents. So basically, a general plan amendment, not to get too boring and wonky, is if you rezone property, like let's say you're rezoning one big lot that used to be forest or farm and you want to turn it into 200 houses.
Now, while some people would go to Burning Man for kicks and others would go to Electric Daisy Carnival, you get your kicks from boring and wonky. Like, you sit through these tremendously tedious meetings and it seems like you would... You know, you have the stomach for this level of bureaucracy.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I do it for kicks, but I do have the stomach for it. I'm tenacious.
So at some point after the announcement, I remember seeing on your Facebook page, you're like, oh, cool, look, I got nominated for this thing. That's awesome. And then, according to the Mad River Union, Jack Durham writes, quote, but soon after his October 7th announcement of the appointment, Sundberg began hearing grumblings from conservative individuals, quote, there's been quite the backlash for her being picked for that, unquote. Do you want to talk about that?
Sure. You know, he says in the article that it's largely personal. I would say that it's largely because there are people who don't live in McKinleyville and some who do, who don't want someone who represents Humboldt Baykeeper to be on an advisory committee. But it's also, a lot of it has to do with ideology at the general plan update hearings. And, you know, really, through the general plan process, there's been a lot of people learning to listen to concerns from people that they think they don't agree with. But there's a lot of people who just are not there yet.
Right.
They don't want to listen. It's too scary to listen to people, you know, that you think are your opponents based on their 3 minutes of testimony at the hearing.
So the idea here, because he went ahead and appointed a different person or nominated this guy, Craig Tucker, who's a fisheries biologist. So, you know, you guys are not wildly dissimilar professionally. But the idea was that you would have been a lightning rod in one way or another.
Oh, definitely. I mean, people who don't live in McKinleyville or don't follow the politics here, you know, our politics in McKinleyville are similar to Eureka politics, where there's some, you know, powers that be who own a lot of land, or they're the developers, and they, you know, we haven't had this committee formed for the last 12 years because there's a lot of people who don't want to have to listen to the community. You know, it's a lot like what Rob Berkeley said when he bought the Bloom Track. I don't want a community process. I don't care what people think. I'm going to do what I want to do with my property. But, you know, I got to give kudos to Ryan Sundberg for realizing that if the MAC, the McKinleyville Advisory Committee, is going to do anything to make McKinleyville better, there has to be a range of viewpoints on it. And it's really not that scary to listen to people you disagree with, especially when you find out, like, oh, that's not what they meant at all. And, you know, through the general plan process, there was a committee, people might remember, the ad hoc working group. There were a bunch of people from McKinleyville on that committee who, at the ideological level, at the 10,000-foot view, we disagree in general about planning and regulations and government. But when you get on the ground in McKinleyville, people say, they should not be able to build a sidewalk with a power pole in the middle of it. That is just wrong. And we all go, yeah, yeah.
Right. Well, Jen Kalt, we want to wrap this up. And again, the timeline goes like this. You got nominated, and then in some back channels, Mr. Sundberg apparently got word that you would be so polarizing that it would just gridlock the MAC itself. So he nominated somebody else. But you don't seem too mad. You seem okay.
No, I'm not mad at all. I'm really grateful that Craig Tucker's going to do it. He'll do a great job. And, you know, I think it's great that Ryan is... you know, looking to listen to people from a wide range of community interests, because we need to get there to to make McKinleyville a better place. And, you know, it's not about him or me. It's about the committee doing a good job for the community as a whole.
I can see from your inflammatory rhetoric and your fiery oratory exactly why they wouldn't want you on that, Mac. Jen Kalt, thanks a lot.
Well, and just to put a finer point on that, if people want to read both the articles, I've just posted them to the Humboldt Baykeeper website, and you can read more inflammatory rhetoric there.
Yeah, simmer down, Jen. You don't have to raise your voice. You don't have to get all wound up about it, okay?
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Later.
We've come out to